Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here on a solo mission edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Lundy sends his condolences. He is under the weather right now. I think he partied a little bit too hard over the long Thanksgiving weekend. But we continue to plow through a number of bets because we got a capper. In week 13 of the NFL season, we got a breakdown. So, again, on this mano-a-mano edition of the Fade 5 podcast, honk, honk, we're hopping aboard the plus bus. Looking for a bet at plus 100 odds or greater that your boy is into. Maybe on Monday Night Football, maybe in the world of college basketball, the NBA dropping the puck and making some bucks. All that's required, of course, is a plus money play. And let's go to the college hardwood and talk about a game that nobody gives a damn about except for yours truly. It's a horrible slate tonight, a monster slate upcoming on Tuesday, Wednesday, couple of days this week. It's going to be Blue Bloods galore going toe-to-toe. And I cannot wait. So hopefully this appetizer is going to build up the bankroll so I can blow it all on action the next couple of days. Let's get this matchup against Middle Tennessee State. I'm going to take them on the money line at home, taking on Alabama Birmingham, also known as UAB. A line has come down on this. Open at 3.5, down to 2.5. I thought that was way too many points on the standard line. I think MTSU is a live woof dog in this game at home. I know UAB a little bit better in some of the advanced metrics, especially defensively. The Blazers are barely outside the top 100 in EFGD. Excellent rebounding team as well. Top 35 in the country, offensive rebounding, defensive round rebounding. But I look at MTSU, not too shabby on the offensive side. 175 in AFG offense. They're shooting over 33% from way downtown, over 51% inside the arc. Rebounding is going to be an issue. If they absolutely get owned and blasted on the glass, it could be the difference of them winning or losing. However, they got a guy in Alec Oglesby who off the bench, and this is real, folks, is shooting over 61% from way downtown. He's taking over 30 jacks. This isn't like a five-shot sample size. So he could be a difference maker if he catches a lot of heat from out of the along the perimeter. And if he wields and exercises some of those fiery fingers, I think ultimately MTSU could get the victory. So I like them. Plus 145 on the plus bus against the UAB Blazers. With that bet on the board, it's time to get after it with another edition of the Fade 5. All right, Numero Cinco here on the Monday Night Football edition of the Countdown. We got Giants and Patriots in a game that could be quite lopsided. And it kind of plays into the reason here in Numero Cinco. Give me the over on the plus-size target of the G-man. That is Theo Johnson, 32.5 receiving yards at a minus 109. Booked this one there at DraftKings Sports. But if you look at New England this season, they've been decent against tight ends, but not extraordinary. They're giving up 6.3 receptions per game, 63.3 yards per game to plus-size weapons on the season. 10 guys among tight ends have gone for at least 33 yards against them. And Theo Johnson, again, likely going to be playing from behind. So that raises a likelihood of some garbage time targets. And a player's role is really growing here over the second half of the season. He's averaging 5 targets per game. He's number 7 in total air yards among all tight ends, number 9 in ADOT. He has gone over this in 3 straight games. And over that 3-game span, he has accumulated 17 targets. Whether from Jameis Winston or, of course, tonight and Jackson Dart and his return. A guy is running around, Theo Johnson is, on 83% of his snaps played. So put it all together, give me Theo Johnson over 32.5 receiving yards at a minus 109 at DraftKings. Numero Cinco here on the Countdown. Numero Cuatro here, the Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5. Let's get a little Travion Henderson, who has been so damn delightful. And again, if you let that sucker simmer, he is like a fine age añejo on the rocks. Oh, so delicious when it hits the lips. So we're going to build a little same game parlay on the former Buckeye. Give me Trevion Henderson anytime touchdown. Give me Trevion Henderson 45 plus rush yards. Put those hands together. Somehow, some way, you achieve plus money at a plus 102 at formerly ESPN Bet. Now, as of today, called the Score Bet. So that's what the SCR is referencing. And again, that's where I built this bad boy. Look at the Giants. They are dead last, folks, in rush EPAD on the season. Number 32, they're giving up 6.24 yards per carry to running backs. That's asinine. Along with 126.8 rush yards per game, 14 total touchdowns to RBs as well. So both these achievements have been logged in a single game seven times by a running back this season. So really a high propensity to possibly hit. And look at Henderson. I really dominated the snap share last week with the Ramondre rah, back. And I think the 70-30 split is going to continue in his favor. Over the last three games, he's number two in the NFL in yak per attempt at 5.02. And he has done both of these feats in the same game in two of the last three. So a little BB seduced by the juice. Same game parlay. Trevion Henderson, anytime touchdown. Trevion Henderson, 45 plus rush yards, plus 102 at the Score Bet. Bye-bye, ESPN Bet. And we move on to the next one. Numero tres here on the Monday Night Football edition of the Feed 5 Countdown. Return of the Mac. There he is. Return of the Mac. I'm on the return of the Mac. You know what I'll be back. Shout out to Mark Morrison. Still a jam for the 90s. Yes, I'm old. Yes, I'm still cut and rolling like I'm 95, but Mac Hollins, a guy that usually doesn't wear shoes off the field, but thank God that he does. And I think those cleats are going to be spinning fast and down the field on a streak, on a go, on a nine route, and I think he's going to haul at least one of those in. So give me the over 17.5 yards on longest catch at a minus 115 there. At BetMGM. Look at him, making Mac Daddy, Daddy. Oh, another 90s reference for you. He is number 34 in ADOT on the season, averaging south of this number in yards per reception at 13 flat, only number 45 in yards per route run, but he has gone over 70.5 yards on the longest catch, nine times. Nine. Taking it back to the 80s there. You look at the Giants. They've given up 44 pass plays of 20 or more yards. That's top five most in entering the week. As tracked there at NFL.com. And it's probably going to see a lot of Corey Black in coverage. The youngster has only played 108 coverage snaps this season and has given up a whopping 83.3% catch rate. And this is real, folks. A 158.3 passer rating. That's a perfect passer rating. But 22.4 yards per catch was the specialty of Mac Hollins. Again, outside the numbers, burning people on bombs down the field. So I believe the premier field stretcher with his shoes laced and attached to the feet goes over 17.5 yards on longest catch at a minus 115 there at BetMGM. Hey, you want some more betting opinions? We got them. Where? At my site, thegamingjuice.com. It's absolutely free at Jack Wagons. All of my Week 14 NFL fantasy football rankings already live on the site, at least a 1.0 version. I'll be tweaking those throughout the week based on the news, the notes that come out. I know a lot of you are scratching and clawing, trying to get that playoff berth. Many of you maybe just trying to jockeying for position or avoiding that last place punishment. At the Tired Waffle House, and my kids are doing one of McDonald's this year. Yeah, get more creative, guys. Anyway, you can check out that, my Fantasy Flames column. It's going to be condensed the rest of the year. I'm going to feature one quarterback, one running back, and one wide receiver every single week under started. You might want to debate. I'll have that live soon on the Gaming Juice. The College Football Championship Weekend piece from Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, and Nate Jacobson will be live on the site later on this week, along with NFL top props And of course, my always free transparent spreadsheet, Lundy's as well, is there to boot. If you like dropping the puck, make some bucks in the NHL, college basketball, firing off on tickets almost every single day right now, along with all my NFL action. And your boy was on a heater on Thanksgiving Day. You get it all. You can ask me a question. Just click Ask Brad at the top of the main page. Fire off your 2 cents, and I will answer at my leisure, at my convenience. And again, no complaining, because I don't charge you a penny. I take it for what it's worth at thegamingjuice.com. Click Converse and Cash. Maybe. All right, numero dos here, the Monday edition of the Feed 5 Countdown. Let's go with the white hot Wandale Robinson. I'm going to take the over on 5.5 receptions at a minus 110 there at DraftKings. And I'll sprinkle a little bit as well, a little bonus time on him to have the most receiving yards in the game. Also booked at a DraftKings at plus 250. I mean, look at Wandale coming off a monstrous performance against Detroit. 14 targets, 9 grabs, above 56, and a touchdown in that one. He's averaging 8.5 targets per game on the year. He's number 10 in total yak on the season, number 12 in average yards of separation per target, attracted playerprofiler.com. And you look at the voluminous workload he has had the last 4 weeks, 45 targets over that span. And on the receptions prop, he has gone over this 7 times this season. So a high hit rate there. Yes, New England, rather stiff on the back end defensively. Number 9 in drop back EPA defense. They've allowed the 10th fewest WR yards on the year into the week. However, he's getting a lot of Marcus Jones, the slot DB in coverage, who has given up a 69.6 catch rate to his assignments and close to 100 passer rating. You look on the over 5.5 receptions, 6 WRs have done that against New England this season. I think Wandale will make it a lucky number 7. So numero dos on the Monday Night Football edition of the Countdown, Wandale Robinson, over 5.5 receptions at a minus 110 at DraftKings. And again, little peppering, little sprinkling on him to have the most receiving yards at plus 250. And numero uno on the Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. We're going to throw a dart, and I hope it misses the board, but nails it ultimately on this prop bet. I'm going to land down under 29.5 rush yards for the quarterback, who might play a little bit more conservatively at a minus 110 at the score is where I booked this. Again, formerly ESPN Bet. Look at dart. Obviously, a guy is going to be tough to teach this young dog new tricks, and that's dialing back with the legs. He has gone over 29.5 rush yards in 5 of his last 7. He's got a 21.8 carry percentage. So a guy that runs often, that 6.3 times per game, he may not run as much to stay upright, stay healthy, to keep his bell in good working order. Now you look at New England, they're number 10 in rush EPA defense this season, and they have allowed the 11th fewest quarterback rush yards on the year. Only a pair of passers have cracked the 30-yard mark on the ground against them, as they're giving up just 15.8 rush yards per game to the quarterback positions. Put all together, again, a little bit more conservative darts, playing it safe, safety first, Jackson. Think about that when the field opens up and you think you have a wide open lane, because he can close in a hurry, especially against a defense that really flies to the football. So my top play on Monday Night Football, the under, Jackson Dart, 29.5 rush yards at a minus 110 at the score. But wait, it's bonus time. I know you want some initial action, and I'm going to give it to you first in parlay form of the Team Huevos parlay play. And here's how we're going to do this, folks. Multi-legger, not the greatest payout, but look, I'm trying to build bankroll here. Fade or fall, that is always up to you. Give me Drake May, leg numero uno, 200-plus pass yards. He does that every single stinking week. 1-plus passing touchdown, he does that every single stinking week. And the Giants are outside of the top 20 in dropback EPA defense this season. Oh, there's C.O. Johnson, 20-plus receiving yards. So that's an alt number. I like the main number. But playing it safe here and being a bit of a fraidy cat, I will just go with the standard 20-plus on that alt mark. And give me Tyrone Tracy, better called Tyrone. And I will a couple of times in terms of receptions. because you look at New England, if they have a weakness, it's in the short field and coverage, giving up like their top five and most receptions allowed to the running back position on the season. And Tracy, even though he's going to be working in concert with Devin Singletary, is a guy that will catch probably three or four balls. And I need is just a pair of grabs for him. So to recap, same game parlay, Team Huevo style. Drake May, 200 plus pass yards. Drake May, 1 plus passing touchdown. Theo Johnson, 20 plus yards receiving. And Tyrone Tracy, 2 plus catches, plus 117. Built there at the score. Elsewhere in bonus time. I don't have anything else. Honestly, in the NFL. Oh, yeah, I do. I have one more bet. Race to 60 yards. And for those of you that are unfamiliar with this category, it's available in various sportsbooks. I actually logged this one at DraftKings. Again, I like Wandale Robinson to have the most receiving yards of the game. I have the over on him on 5.5 receptions. The race to 60 yards for Wandale, I feel, is an extraordinary value. Both these quarterbacks can spread the love around a little bit, but the Giants are just funneling targets, more so to Wandale compared to New England. It'll be a little bit of Stephon Diggs, a little bit of Mac Hollins, a little bit of Kayshon smacking that booty, Hunter Henry across the middle of the field. Who is going to get to 60 yards first? I think based on the volume and the way he has been utilized here last 3, 4, 5 weeks, I think Wandale will cross the chalk first. If he does that, it's plus 313 at DraftKings. And they also have a 30% profit boot for Monday Night Football. I applied that to that bad boy, and it was like plus 408. So I'm in on a half a unit on Wandale Robinson, the first player of the game to get the 60 receiving yards. Absolutely love that market. That's a wonderful sweat, let me tell you. Waiting on the edge of the couch on every flick of the wrist by the quarterback in the game. All right, elsewhere in bonus time. I think I have like one other bet in college basketball. Check it out. It's working in the alt line market. I'm doing a bunch of parlays. I have that posted right now on my free, always transparent to public spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com. Give me one NBA play as well. Give me Wendell Carter of the Orlando Magic against the Chicago Bulls. I'm going to take him to go for 10 plus rebounds at plus 117. Also grab that at DraftKings. The Bulls have been getting waxed on that glass. They've allowed the third most opponent rebounds per game at 46.1 this season. Carter already faced Chicago. And man, he worked the rebounding side of things brilliantly in that game. That was back in late October. Had 13 boards in that one. I know in the month of November, he only went over 10 or more rebounds three times. He averaged south of 8 rebounds per game. But again, the matchup is delicious. It's delightful. It is delectable. Wendell Carter over 10 or more rebounds, plus 117 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, I'm out of breath and out of time here on the Fade 5 Monday edition of the Countdown. Drop us a rating and review, would you kindly, if you enjoy this broadcast. Also, Fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. Lundy, always giving it to you there at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Make sure you check out the spreadsheet tomorrow. Loaded night of college basketball. I'll have probably 6,000-7,000 tickets fired off. Of course, listen to me as well live, sweating all out of the action and getting insights as well from some of the experts in the industry on BetMGM tonight, 7-11 p.m. Eastern across iHeart and Odyssey stations nationwide in the video version. If you want to see this highly punchable face, also streams on thegamingjuice.com. Absolutely free, so check that out. All right, for the outstanding Nathaniel Lundy, hopefully he'll be back in the saddle and is feeling better by Thursday. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is